Yesterday, in the Feast of the Sacred Heart, we spoke about the mercy and the love that flows from Jesus' heart and how we are to receive it. Today we see the reciprocation of that gift of grace. Mary is immaculately conceived by grace. She is preserved from sin by grace. Grace is a part of her life in its totality. While we were not conceived immaculately, grace has come into our life. We have access to all grace that is necessary for our transformation, our conversion. And what we see in Mary is always the model for the church. What we see in her is the one who receives that love and reciprocates that love in imitation. Her own heart will be pierced. She will participate in the passion of her son, and her own heart will pour forth love for others. So not only do we have her receiving that love, that grace, but we see her imitating the son in the pouring out of that love. Just looking here at the window of the Annunciation in the church, I've mentioned it before, of all of the windows, this is the only one that her head is not covered. She's in the home, so her head would not be covered, but also the presence of the Holy Spirit, where we have the intimacy of that Mary being the spouse of the Holy Spirit. She would not have her head covered in the intimacy of that relationship. But if you look at her garment, it is white, right? And yet there is a red sash. It is as almost as if she is bleeding. It is a red sash. It's a piece of clothing, but the artist seemingly chooses the color red for a reason. One could be the normal process of one that conceives a child. There's a process of blood. But also, in some sense, it is a prefigurement of the piercing of her heart. That in this receiving of love, receiving of the Holy Spirit, she's preparing herself to reciprocate that gift. Reciprocating that gift in the giving out and the pouring out of herself. So I think, my brothers and sisters, in these feast days, these dual feast days of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, it's not enough to simply look at them separately, stagnant, as if it is a picture, like a photo. But as described yesterday, we must see the dynamic love that flows forth from the heart of Jesus. By holding them up together and seeing the receiving of that love, the imitation of that love and the reciprocation of that love, we see that complete cycle of the kind of love that we are supposed to be a part of. It is the love with which and in which we are made to imitate. So, these feast days, the images of the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart together provide for us complete story of the giving of love, its perfect receiving, and its perfect reciprocation back to the Son. And understand that this is who we are. Mary is the model. We are to be that perfect disciple, the one that receives that great gift of love. And in so doing, we are transformed. In so doing, we then are invited to imitate and to bear that image of God who is love within our very flesh.